done. When the tears came down from Jesus, God's own son.
I'm lonesome but happy, rich but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason I'm just a cowpoke.
Well, how do there? This is John Fullerton of the Sons of the Pioneers, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Jamboree. Keep listening, and happy trails, y'all.
I'll never be branded, never be broke. I'm a carefree range riding, drifting cowboy.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're just sitting on the other side of the second hour of the program this morning. And as we pay tribute to the year that was 2024, I would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also being proudly brought to you via the historic airways at CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Now, as we welcome y'all back into the second hour of this year's New Year's program. It was 41 years ago, January the 4th, 1984, Canadian plowboy Orville Prophet passed away of a heart attack while shoveling snow at his home in Edwards, Ontario, up near Ottawa there. Now, in memory of Orville Prophet, we're going to pay tribute to him today with a double feature. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic titled Going Back to Birmingham. And then we'll follow with another all-time favorite called The Traveling Kind. With that, here now is my salute to one of my all-time favorite heroes of country music in Canada, the late great Orville Prophet.
When the train starts to rollin' through the hills of Tennessee, then I know it's Alabama bound. The sweetest little girl in this whole wide world to me is waiting for me down in Birmingham. She knows all of the stops that the LNN makes. So please, engineer, get your foot off the brakes. Let this old number one begin to cover ground, 'cause I gotta get on back to Birmingham. Let her roll, let it rattle, let it rock and roll, 'cause my baby's waiting at the station house door. There's gonna be a wedding at the end of the line. That's when I'll make her mine, all mine. When the train starts to rollin' through the hills of Tennessee, then I know it's Alabama bound. The sweetest little girl in this whole wide world to me is waiting for me down in Birmingham. She knows all of the stops that the LNN makes. So please, engineer, get your foot off the brakes. Let this old number one begin to cover ground, 'cause I gotta get on back to Birmingham. Let her roll, let it rattle, let it rock and roll, 'cause my baby's waiting at the station house door. There's gonna be a wedding at the end of the line. That's when I'll make her mine, all mine. All of the stops that the LNN makes. So please, engineer, get your foot off the brakes. Let this old number one begin to cover ground, 'cause I gotta get on back to Birmingham.
See the gal that I met in Nashville. What a cute little sal. Sure was so nice to know, for she put me in mind of my gal from Nebraska. But from Maine to Alaska, I'm the traveling kind. Where it came to an end, with a Spanish smile. But I found out in time she was wed to another. I had a chat with her brother. I'm the traveling kind, I'm the traveling kind. No ties to bind me, ever leaving behind some old love affair. I go on to be me, but I see the highway. I hope that you're going my way. I'm the traveling kind. From a friend, from a fellow traveler, and don't ever spend much time in one town. There's much to be said for the open highway. I guess 'twill always be my way. I'm the traveling kind. You're going my way. I'm the traveling kind. I hope that you're going my way. I'm the traveling kind.
Yes, friends, following those classics by Orville Prof, the late great Canadian plowboy, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and once again I would like to pay tribute to some of the pioneers and country music icons that we sadly lost this past year of 2024. Among them, I'd like to play a collection of songs by some of those we have lost this past year, including a man who gave a lot while he was here. However, even though he was here for a short time, that of course was Toby Keith, singer of the 1990s era of country music, and he sadly passed away February 5th at the age of 62. From Toby will be an all-time classic titled Who's That Man? Then we'll follow with another man I had great honor of interviewing back in 2020, who passed away on September 16th of this past year, the singing songwriting legend that was Billy Ed Wheeler. From Billy Ed, we will hear Reverend Mr. Black, a song which he wrote and recorded many years ago. And also, just for those that are Johnny Cash fans, he was the songwriter of Jackson. Then we'll follow with another friend of ours that was dear friend of our family for many years, Tommy Cash, who of course was the younger brother of Johnny Cash, who sadly passed away on September 13th, Tommy did, and of this past year. And I'd like to remember Tommy with an all-time classic titled Six White Horses. Then we'll wrap up this selection of noteworthy people who have passed away this past year, a 2024, with Kris Kristofferson, who passed away on September 28th, and Chris has an all-time classic titled The Pilgrim Chapter 33. With that, of course, these are not all that passed away, but I would like to remember these noteworthy people. Welcome in, friends.
Turn left at the old hotel. I know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with their smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see the only thing missing is me. That's my house, and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. kids, and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life? If I put in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive, I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence not long after we moved in. There's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life?
He rode easy in the saddle, he is tall and lean. And at first you'd have thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But one look in his eyes and you know you's wrong. He was a mountain man and I want you to know, he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack and folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I'd hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk it by myself. If ever I could have thought this man in black was soft and had any yell up his back, I give that notion up the day a lumberjack come in and it wasn't to pray. He kicked open the meeting house door and cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men, and let that timber giant hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. It's been many years since we had to part, and I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yes sir, and I don't regret it. And I hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, cause I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. And I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for.
Mm-hmm. Some folks drink and some folks smoke. Some folks love and some folks don't. Some folks laugh and some folks frown. Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Took you away before you sang your song. Some preach wrong and some preach right. Some preach love and some preach fight. Takes every kind to make the world go round. Takes only one to gun you down. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, Reverend.
Goodbye, Reverend.
Took you away before you sang your song. Some people stick pretty close to home. Others are born with the urge to roam. Welcome, welcome to our town. I hope nobody tries to gun you down. Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Six white horses come to take you home. Bye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Took you away before you sang your song. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
They took you away before you sang your song. Mm-hmm.
Started writing this song about Chris Gantry. End up writing about Dennis Hopper and Johnny Cash and Norman, Norbert, Funky Donnie Frith, Billy Swan, Bobby Newirth, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Paul Siebel. And Ramblin' Jack Elliott had a lot to do with it. See him wasted on the sidewalk in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a change for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found, never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet and he's a picker. He's a prophet and he's a pusher. He's a pilgrim and a preacher, and the problem when he's stoned, he's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and is trading in tomorrow for today, running from his devil's lord, reaching for the stars, losing all the love along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around, from the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth coming down.
He's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when it's known. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction.
Taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. There's a lot of wrong directions on that lonely way back home.
Elvira. 1, 2, 3. We're the Oak Ridge Boys, and you're listening to our good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Jamboree here on CFRC every Sunday from 2 to 4. Keep listening. You'll love it.
Elvira.
Now, friends, of course, we lost those legends in this past year, and as we pay tribute to once again the great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends, I'd like to once again remember our trip to Guelph during this past October, and I got to take in some great antique shops up there and also collect some great LP records. So with that said, we would like to pay tribute to some of the music that I brought back from Western Ontario, and especially St. Jacobs and Guelph. With that, let's pay tribute to another all-time classic of Canadian country music, Gary Buck and Wayward Woman. Then we'll follow with Ray Griff, the singing songwriter of Alberta, and a song called Wasted Years. Then we'll wrap up with another all-time vinyl version of Ray Francis and a song I have recently fallen in love with called The Good Old Days. With that, I hope you all enjoy these classics as we pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. Welcome. And friends, and good morning to my listeners.
Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave would toss and turn and weep to see the mistakes you have made. For she raised you up to be a righteous girl. Oh, wayward woman of the world. Husker hawking wares cannot help but turn and stare as you saunter by and twist off down the street. The things you advertise brightly flashing from your eyes, written there for every passing man to read. Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave would toss and turn and weep to see mistakes you have made. For she raised you up to be a righteous girl. Oh, wayward woman of the world. I still remember when you thought it was an awful sin to share love without a ring on your hand. Now you think it's all a go, exercising your elbow, sitting in a barroom with some hungry man. Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave would toss and turn and weep to see the mistakes you have made. For she raised you up to be a righteous girl. Oh, wayward woman.
Look at me, I finally see the light. Pretty lies and lies from baby. I've wasted years on love that wasn't right. I can't begin to count the nights I cried myself to sleep, listening for her steps out in the hall. have read the writing on the wall. Wasted years, wasted tears for baby. Look at me, I finally see the light. Pretty lies ever lies from baby. I've wasted years on love that wasn't right. Wasted years. Finally see the light. Pretty lies, alibis from baby.
Those good old days of outdoor plumbing, woodshed ribbons and guitar strumming, summers seem to last the whole year long. Springtime floods and trapping lines we'd soon forget come thrashing time. Then we gathered round to sing our songs. We sang of lonesome cowboys when the work's all done this fall, and Chester picked his finger style to the Wabash cannonball. Those good old days of mason jars, taking our trips in Model A cars and smoking pot meant syrup making time. And a fag was still a cigarette, and whoever heard of unisex, sing-alongs would help us all unwind. When we sang songs about old Mountain Dew and the dog that loved to roam, and Bob Wills always topped it off with his Rose of San Antone. Good old days of Kilroy joking, playing hooky and corn silk smoking at the cold hay rides beneath the autumn moon. When a scarlet lady was a comic strip, cussing the teacher was a fatal slip, and what became of all those good old tunes? When we sang, "You are my sunshine" in perfect harmony, and then Miss Delwood played down yonder just for you and me.
I'm Fred Penner, and you're listening to the Wayback Country Jamboree with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM, right here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, we're gonna shine.
Well, following those classic Canadian country gems, we are back here once again. It's that time in the program to pay tribute to a very special collection of recent recordings, including some of the newest songs from the all-time legends of country music. With that, I would like to share that during this past year, many of our living legends of country released these next selection of songs. First, we'll hear from Whisperin' Po' Boy Bill Anderson and Forevermore. Then we'll follow with another all-time living legend of country music, Willie Nelson, who turns 92 in the spring. And from the legend himself, he'll be The Last Leaf. And then we'll wrap up with a song off what I class as my favorite album of this past year, 2024, by Miss Connie Smith, and a song titled If You Won't Tell On Me. With that, I'd like to welcome you all into the Wayback Country Jamboree and just say good morning to everybody listening in.
It's in your eyes, it's in your touch. What you don't say says so much. Don't be afraid, girl, one thing's for sure. right by your side. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. I love you when things are perfect. I love you when things go wrong. Right where you belong. Yes, I love you when things are perfect. I love you when things go wrong. In my heart and in my arms, you're right where you belong. Life can hurt, but love can heal. No matter how lost and broken you feel, I'll always be here, you can rest assured. You'll never have to walk alone. I'll stay true and I'll stay strong. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yesterday, today, and forevermore.
I'm the last leaf on tree. The autumn took the rest, but it won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. When the autumn wind blows, they're already gone. They flutter to the ground. They just can't hang on. And there's nothing in this world that I ain't seen. I greet all the new ones that are coming in green. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. 'Cause I'm the last leaf on the tree. They say I got staying power here on the tree, but I've been here since Eisenhower, and I've outlived even he. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I fight off the snow, I fight off the hail. Nothing makes me go. I'm like some vestigial tale. I'll be here through eternity. If you want to know how long, if they cut down on this tree, I'll show up in a song. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me.
and the last leaf on the tree. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I'm the last leaf on the tree.
Not breathe a word, or they'll start saying, there they go, the world's two biggest fools. Oh, heart, there's not one doubt that we're both crazy. So if you won't tell on me, I won't tell on you. That his love made us do, we'd probably have to pack and leave the country. So if you won't tell on me, I won't tell on you. Let's not breathe a word, or they'll start saying,
hi there, this is Daniel O'Donnell from Ireland. Now keep listening to your host with the most, that's Johnny Woodlock, here on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Yes, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classic, well, soon-to-become classics, that is, of the Wayback Country Jamboree and our living legends of country music. Now, friends, as I mentioned during the first hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show, we have been blessed during the 2024 season to have many special guests on the program. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to another guest of honor on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show, who is a close friend of mine. That, of course, is the sister of Daniel O'Donnell, Margot. With that, this is an interview that we got to do back in March with Margot, who celebrated her 60th year in music last year, this past year, 2024, having first come along in 1964. Then we'll break for a classic, well, soon to become classic, as mentioned, that she released this past year, and it's going to be Full Circle, which is a new song in the Margot collection. With that, here is Queen of Irish Country Music, Margot O'Donnell.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And it's lovely to know that people as far away as Canada is listening, still listening my kind of country in Irish. Yeah.
So let's go back to when and how it all began. You were born 1951, I understand.
1951, I was born in Donegal, in the hospital in Donegal town. We lived in a little fishing village called Kincastle, which is right up at the northwest coast of Ireland, right? If I rolled too quickly out of my bed, I'd be in the sea. That's how near the water we were.
I see, yes.
And it was a beautiful place, and it was a beautiful place to grow up, and it was safe. And I love it so much to this very day. It's a little bit of heaven.
Okay. And how did you discover music or your love for music?
Well, you know, I sang as a lot of people around my age that could sing. I sang in the church choir, and we had a priest there who was very, very keen on the choir rehearsing and getting everything right. So at Christmas, we would rehearse in the choir, and we had a beautiful choir, and people would come from miles and miles and miles to hear our Christmas hymns and our adoration of Mass. So then I don't know if people out there, but here in Ireland, when Lent came for the 40 days our Lord fasted in the desert, there was no dances or anything like that. There was but this crowd of fellas that were all from around where I came from, and they had a little band called the Keynotes. They used to put on little drama sketches in the little halls dotted out all over the county. And our priest, Father Deegan, asked me when I was 5 years of age if I would come up and sing in between the little drama sketches. So I did. I'd go up and I sang the Irish ballads taught to me by my mother and my father. My father was a lovely singer, and my mother couldn't sing at all, but she knew the words of all the old Irish ballads. So I would sing there, and these boys then, of course, as I grew up, they knew that I sang in the choir. They had heard me singing at the little parochial halls, and their lead singer was going off to get, my mother used to always say, to get a proper job.
Okay.
And they came over to my mother when I was just coming 13, and they asked her if she would let me come with them at weekends and on school holidays to sing. So that's really how it all began, and that was in 64.
Okay.
And I would do my homework from school by the light of the bandwagon while they were setting up the gear in the little halls. And I sang it, you know, as I say, I sang it at weekends and school holidays, and they would arrange their Scottish tours when I was on holiday from school. So that was how it all began. I never, ever thought for one minute that I would be doing that as a career. I always wanted to be a nurse and get married and have kids and settle down. But I was with them for 4 years, still going to school, and they decided that they wanted to record. I was singing one night in the bandwagon, and my father had taught me a song called The Bonny Irish Boy.
Okay. Yes.
And I was singing it to them, and the guy on the keyboards, he used to play a lovely 12-string guitar, acoustic guitar, and he put a little backing behind it, and it sounded really folky and nice. And they said, why don't we go and record it? So that's how the first record came about in 1968. And I had honed in on the music of Patsy Cline.
Yes,
she was the first country singer that I had ever bought a record of. So we decided to put Dear God on the B side. It was the little, you know, the little single record.
Yes, 45.
With the A and the B side.
Yes.
45s.
Yes.
So we went to Dublin, and it was extra special because my father had given me the song. So we recorded both songs and came back home. And that time, you know, technology wasn't like it is now. You had to wait until everything was done before you could hear the song and all this sort of thing. And unfortunately, Johnny, the morning that my record was to be released on the 16th of August, 1968, it was to be played on the radio for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was at home because he was a labourer in Scotland, but he was home in the summertime. And he was waiting so hard to hear the song because he had never heard it recorded. And it was to be on the radio at 1:15. My father passed away at 11.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And he never heard the song. And then I went back into the band about a month after he passed away. And the record came out, and there was promoters in Dublin that loved the voice, and they were making offers to me to leave the Keynotes and form another band and all that. So I was the second eldest, or I am the second eldest, yes, of the family. Mm-hmm. And I was working. When I started, I was earning like a half a dollar, you know, every show. But I wasn't making an awful lot of money, but it bought my school books, yes, and all that, true, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So then I was offered £100 a week and a car on the road and a new band. And I had to sit down with my mother and talk it over with her. And it was a way, if I took that road, that was how I was going to help my mother, yes, rear my siblings.
I see.
And my father, I promised my father the morning that he died, I didn't think he was going to die, but
of course,
he obviously knew more than I did. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to look after Mom and the kids. So I did that, and I formed the Country Folk, and we played our first date on the 26th of December. 1969.
Okay.
And from the Country Folk, Margot and the Country Folk was the name.
I see.
So from that day on, it went right over my head, the success and the sales of records and how popular we were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there was packed houses everywhere we went, and it was a whirlwind back then. So, that's how it all happened. And I suppose, yes, if my dad hadn't passed away, I probably would have been a nurse and I would have got married. But who knows? Who knows?
We never know what our futures will hold.
I never looked that long ahead. You know, mm-hmm, things were happening every year. I never ever thought that. I'm 73. I was 73 on the 6th of February.
Yes,
so I never ever thought that.
Yes.
Yeah, I never thought that it would be, that I'd still be here and singing. And I actually have a new song coming out now to celebrate my 60 years. Yeah. And it's called Full Circle.
Oh, great.
And when I was getting it written in that, and when we were in the throes of writing the song, I just felt, looking back, from when I started, it was so, so big.
Mm-hmm.
Margot and the Country Folk were so big. And then in the mid-80s, country music took a little lull, you know, and it wasn't as popular again.
That's true.
And then thank God with the fruition of my brother.
Yes,
he seemed to build it back up again and give it new life.
That's true, yes.
And now I do about three or four big concerts every year. They're all sold out. So I was just saying to my friend who was writing the song with me, I said, I just feel I've come full circle.
Exactly, yes. And, you
know, he went away. I never ever dreamt that I would still be selling shows out at 73 years of age. And I'm doing three big concerts this year. Most of them are sold out already.
Yes.
And I'll be finishing a tribute night. And Daniel is going to be with me night in Letterkenny,
yes,
in County Donegal in October. So,
okay.
No, I never could see it. I never saw the longevity of a career like this, but it's been wonderful.
For sure.
And I'm grateful.
I see.
Thank you, Johnny. And say hello to all the people out there.
I sure will.
And for all the young acts that's coming along, I would tell them, stay true to your roots.
Okay.
And show respect for your fellow man.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
The world, it was so different in the 60s, I recall. For a teenage girl who loved to sing from dear old Donegal. I dream of far-off places where I'd sing my song someday. My heroes were my mom and dad, they're happy now, I pray. I started with the keynotes way back in 64. Traveled many places, some far from Erin's shore. So young and full of innocence, now looking back I see, protected by that special prayer my mother said for me. I still sing the songs I love, the songs that made me who I am. And in my times of trouble, Jesus took me by the hand. Through all of my life's ups and downs, before you here I stand. I feel I've come full circle, and I'm grateful. Just like 60 years have vanished in the blinking of an eye. But I'm blessed with many memories of friends from everywhere. Some no longer with us, but remembered in a prayer. Now to summarize my story, all my love to you I send. The road that took me far away brought me back again. And whatever length the journey, I'll keep singing to the end. I thank you all my friends, and I'm grateful. I still sing the songs I love, the songs that made me who I am. And in my times of troubles, Jesus took me by the hand. Through all ups and downs, before you here I stand. I feel I've come full circle, and I'm grateful. I still sing the songs I love, the songs that made me who I am. Yes, and in my times of trouble, Jesus took me by the hand. Through all of my life's ups and downs, before you here I stand. I feel I've come full circle, and I'm grateful. Yes, I feel I've come full circle, and I'm grateful.
Well, yes, friends, would you look at the time? It's coming up on the end of the second hour of the Way Back Country Morning Show in Jamboree and Year in Review program. As we pay tribute to the end of the second hour and look upon the third and final hour here this morning, at 10 o'clock, we would like to once again remember the gospel songs of country music. So let's play us into the very top of the next hour with none other than Hank Williams, the Hillbilly Shakespeare, and When the Fire Comes Down from Heaven. And then we'll wrap up and send us into the very top of the hour with the common man of country music, John Conley, and a song that really hits home to me and the way the world is these days, and it's going to be called Let Jesus Take a Hold. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these classics, and we will talk to you on the other side of 10 o'clock. Good morning, friend.
Way back in the days of no water covered all this land, then the great rainbow promise started us on life again. And the good book tells of fire that will fill the earth someday. Then the sinful will be screaming as this earth shall pass away. When the fire comes down from heaven, this old world will melt away. Millions then will cry for mercy, but it will be too late to pray. Oh, this world is at a tremble and it's rocking to and fro. You can read it in the papers, hear it on the radio. In the movies they are showing towns and cities how they blaze. But there's hotter fire a-coming if we follow sin's highway. When the fire comes down from heaven, this old world will melt away. Millions then will
mercy,
cry for mercy.
But it will be too late to pray. Texas City, Texas City, oh how awful was her fate. First she burned and then exploded, now the story we'll relate. Of the wine coffin at Atlanta, how she burned right to the ground. Of the great fire in Chicago, and the dead lay all around. But
when the fire comes down from heaven,
this old world
will melt away.
Millions then will cry for mercy, but it will be too late to pray.
This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall. And it's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow we've got to find a helping hand. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound. And our city streets are filled with angry men. Law is now a mockery throughout our troubled land. Destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people doubt the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
I'm the singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And are singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Yes, friends, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour. That means one more great hour of classic country for y'all next. We would like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, and also being broadcast proudly from historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. As I welcome y'all back in here to the third and final hour of this morning's program for 2024, the last show of this year, I'd like to once again